90.3 FM, KEXP, where the music matters. Hey, this is what happens when the morning guy comes in on a weekend. We don't even know when we're live. I'm John Richards here on Larry's Lounge. Happy to be here on the weekend for my absolute favorite band who's in the studios today and going to be playing at Numo's tonight. And we will talk more about that, but let's get right to live music. It's Vampire Weekend live on KEXP.
I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the hot garbage and concrete, and now the tops of buildings, I can see them too. I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the hot garbage and concrete, and now the tops of buildings, I can see them too. Surveys the remnants of the fleet. The ground beneath their feet is a nautically map sheet as thin as paper while it sinks away from view.
Vampire Weekend here on KEXP 90.3 FM. Sounding great. Do another.
Gabriel too. But this feels
90.3 FM, KEXP, Vampire Weekend Live here on Larry's Lounge. John Richards here. He was nice enough to let me come in to sit with you guys. That makes me want to take up the drums just watching you play. I mean, that to me, just awesome, man. I mean, you hear the record, but man, when you see you here doing it, beat the crap out of those drums, which is, it's nice. In a very nice artistic way. You're not just technically beating the crap out of them, but nice work. You guys sound great. Thanks for coming in this rainy Sunday afternoon. You just got into town.
Yeah.
Up from Portland. Mm-hmm. How was Portland?
Portland is pretty awesome.
Yeah? Do you remember where you played?
Holocene.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Was it good? And are you seeing more and more people at the shows as you head out? Are you sort of...
Portland was pretty good. The past week of shows have all been really awesome on the West Coast and also in Arizona.
Yeah?
There are a few rough patches at the beginning.
Where was one of the rough patches?
Jacksonville.
And Atlanta.
Florida and Atlanta.
Yeah.
Rough in that. Maybe not the right club. Maybe no one was there. What was? Can you say?
We did. There were people there.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, we were playing with some emo bands that I thought were pretty good, but maybe not exactly the same vibe as us.
It's very, very diplomatic of you.
Yeah, and also maybe it was the day of the week too. I think that was a Sunday and a Monday.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we have you here on a Sunday tonight at Numo's.
Yeah.
There'll be some people there and a mm-hmm. great club. So cool. I know a lot of people are going to be out. Just people are, obviously, I'm psyched about the release. And not that I want to discourage anyone from coming tonight because you're playing something in a few months. But I must mention, on another 22nd, the September 22nd, you're going to be at the Crocodile for a show for the station. Thanks for doing that.
For that.
I really appreciate you guys coming out for that. It's Jamie
really
T.
Psyched.
You guys. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Maps are going to come out. A couple of great local bands and Drinks Around Me. So that'll be good.
Nice.
You can hold me to that. So when I got the songs from a mutual friend a while ago, it's something that sat on my desk for a while, like a lot of things do. But I remember putting that in and just thinking, this is the best CD, anything I put into my player this year. By far. Like, I was just right away like, what is this? Who is this? Where are they? And when are they coming to my town? Like, that was the first reaction. So great work. Like, I just think they're just beautiful songs. And I don't even know where to start, I guess, with the history of the band a little bit, just for people, because a lot of people really interested in you guys. And one of the things that makes you more mysterious is hard to get your music, because there's just the three songs.
Yeah, we got the EP.
Yeah. So a lot of people, in a way, I know that's just part of the plan. Right? That's just like, we'll just make it really hard to get to know. I know there's just like the three songs,
right?
And you're working on the full length. So tell me just a little bit about how long you guys have been together.
We've been together about a year and a half. We started almost all of our senior years at college, the last semester. Chris is a year younger than us, and he just graduated. So that's the beginning, just playing at frat parties.
What college
stuff.
Was it?
Columbia. In New York.
Yep.
So we played a lot at frat parties and kind of weird university events. And then we only played our first show off campus, like, you know, downtown, or actually it was in Brooklyn.
August,
I guess, yeah. So
wow.
So like less than a year ago.
And when you were playing those parties and doing that deal, was it your songs? Were you having to do covers? Were you having
it was a lot of these songs.
We're always doing original songs. We still do an occasional cover, but
an occasional Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. What I gotta ask.
Everywhere?
Totally know that. And would they appreciate that at the frat parties? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
No, probably not.
Some people have been really into it, and others have been less.
It's more of a Jacksonville experience on those other songs. Yeah. So I don't know how much maybe you can't talk about your future plans with the record or whatever, but there will be a full length in the new year, right?
Yes.
Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. Yeah.
Okay. And are they the song? They're probably the songs we've been playing. And we've been...
Plus some more.
You guys have been balling the whole thing. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Unexpected. It's really awesome.
I'm not going to mention any labels, but this mutual friend may have gotten a hold of me like, what songs you playing? All of them. Can you stop? No. I said, man, I don't even think those are mastered. I don't know. The record's going to be out. No one's going. I said, tell you what, we'll just keep playing it, and when people get sick of it, we'll stop. I don't think he was a big fan of that answer, but once you let the cat out of the bag, it was.
Yeah,
people want them now. Now, if I took them away, they get mad at me. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to the full length. And so you have those songs. How many more have you guys written? How many do you see? 08 is one record at the beginning of the year, or is it going to be
probably
more than that?
Yeah, probably. We have some weird stuff we want to do before that. Some kind of, it's like electro single. I don't know. Did you ever hear that? We have this kind of like dance remix of one of our songs.
I think I have it. It's
it was the first thing that we made actually as a band, just to get shows before we'd recorded anything as a band.
Which song was it?
Walcott.
Maybe I did.
Sounds a little bit like Daft Punk. Is it? Yeah, it's actually not even a remix. It's maybe the original mix.
Is it really? So yeah. That was a different version of this song then, or the one that I've been playing.
Yeah, the one that you've heard.
Wow. And then you have more. And then just the sound, you guys, just you get right away if you start reading any reviews. And even me, when people ask, you know, like, well, what's your favorite thing right now? Like, what's Vampire Weekend? What was the sound? And then immediately it's, what does it sound like?
Yeah.
You guys get compared to some pretty important names. You hear early Talking Heads. You hear early Police. Mm-hmm. You hear all very complimentary. And none of them really say it's all, you know, influenced by these artists. Or do you hear that in your sound, or it's just the sound that you have, and you feel like, you know, some of the parts created this sound, or where does it come from?
I mean, I think we're definitely aware of our influences, although it's funny because the ones that people always say are not
the ones
that we listen to. Yeah, it's not like we picked up instruments and had nothing in our head. We had like conscious ideas of what we wanted to do, but it wasn't necessarily, even though, like, you know, those are awesome records, it wasn't necessarily like studying Talking Head 77 or anything,
right?
You know,
yeah. And then you get the Afrobeat, and you get the, you know, there's world music in your sound, and I think people are shocked that anyone who's young might be able to have that sound in their sound, you know. So I think it's great. I think what you're putting into the music is so original. So it's nice you get those comparisons, but to me it was totally original at the same time.
Thanks.
And I look forward to playing the full length when I'm supposed to be playing it too. So we'll make your label very happy. So you're going to do a couple more songs. I want to remind everybody, you get on at Numo's tonight. About who else is on that bill? I'm totally blanking, but it's, oh, I wish you guys knew. I bet you don't, but I know you get on about 11, that much I know, at Numo's tonight. So hopefully we'll see everybody out. And then again, on September 22nd, coming back to town. And you guys are going, you're supposed to be hitting Montana tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it's going to be a killer drive to Missoula.
I'm assuming you haven't done the Seattle to Missoula drive before.
Never.
No.
And you really think you're going to get there on time, you think?
Maybe we'll leave tonight. I don't know.
No, you'll probably make it. It's a beautiful drive. And then you're going to continue touring, and when do you get back home?
It's actually a pretty quick back.
The 30th. A little over a week.
Yeah.
It's a lot different touring out in the West Coast. It's not city, 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 city. It's city, very long drive, city.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't kill each other, you'll be great when you get home.
Yeah, we're doing
be able
right,
to put out
so
the new record. Good. Well, we look forward to that next show and tonight at Numo's, and you got a couple more, I hope, songs we've been playing.
Yeah.
What do you got first?
This song's called A-Punk.
All right, cool. Vampire Weekend live here on KEXP. Vampire Weekend live here on KEXP. John Richards here with the band, playing tonight at Numo's.
all the way from France with shiny, shiny cufflinks, a shirt sleeve to enhance. The pinstripe men of morning are coming for to dance with pure Egyptian cotton. The kids don't stand a chance.
FM, KEXP Vampire Weekend live here on Larry's Lounge. Big thanks to Larry for letting me sit in, and thank you to you guys for coming in on your Sunday afternoon. And I encourage everybody who can hear my voice to go to Pneumo's tonight, and I'm sure a lot of you will be there. And again on September 22nd at the Crocodile at the John in the Morning at Night show, which should be a lot of fun. So thanks again for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's great to
meet
you.
Thanks so much for having us.
This is 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.